Hi, this is Harry Reeder. It's Thursday and time for another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 11 and verse 38. Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, his face wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Here he is at a burial cave, and he calls upon the people to engage, to roll away the stone. And then by his voice, he calls out Lazarus. I love the fact it says, "Lazarus, come out," because Jesus is the resurrection of the life. If he'd have just said, "Come out," then every grave within the sound of his voice and maybe beyond would have emptied. Here you see this sovereign work of election. He says, "Lazarus, come out." It is Lazarus that he is now chosen to manifest the glory of God by the grace of God in the conquering of death. And as he says it, the man who died came out. Jesus said, "Unbind him." When Jesus Christ proclaims the gospel and the gospel goes out to us, by the power of the Spirit of God, the stone of blindness is rolled away and we see him and we come out of the cave of sin into the light of the life of Christ. That is the glorious thing that God does in our life. And then we begin to grow in grace. All of those binders of death that still cling to us after our conversion begin to be stripped away. God sends the Holy Spirit who gives us life, and he rolls away the stone for us. And then he uses, by the power of the Spirit, other people in our life to challenge us and encourage us and disciple us and to grow us and to pray for us and to love us. And then, of course, Lazarus coming forth from the grave becomes a testimony that he is the resurrection and the life. He not only takes us from spiritual death to life, he overcomes physical death. So no grave will hold back his people. The elect of God hear the voice of God, and they not only come forth in conversion for transformation, they'll come forth from the grave in translation to be with the Lord forever. As Lazarus comes forth and the stone is rolled away, and we get the lessons of our conversion coming from death into life, and we get the lessons of the promise that no grave will hold us back, that absent from the body is present with the Lord, and when the Lord comes back, our bodies will be raised. No grave can hold that back, and we will have a new body for the new heavens and the new earth. But I also want you to see something else. Jesus will come forth from the grave. The one who died on the cross freely for us. No man took his life. He laid it down for us. And then who is laid aside in a tomb will come forth. Human hands will be allowed to lay him in the tomb. Human hands will roll the stone in front and seal it. But vainly is it sealed, because Christ will come forth and that stone rolled away. You notice how Jesus prays and he says, "Father, I know that you're hearing me, but I'm doing this so that others will know that you hear me. I'm doing this for their benefit." God's always doing this. God is always talking baby talk so we can understand it and doing things so carefully so that we can see it as babes in Christ, as young men and young women in Christ, and as fathers and mothers in the faith. He knows how to bring us along, but he's always careful to grow us. Also, I want you to think of that resurrection day. The stone was rolled away, not to let Jesus out. That stone was blown away so that you could go in. Peter and John and us through the scriptures can see the tomb is empty. Jesus, who raised Lazarus, is the resurrection and the life. And because he lives, you live. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.